Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Text line, you need to be in touch with me, your show host, 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line, and we'll do our best to respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. So, look, I'm on the program about an hour from now. Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. That's coming up in, like I said, an hour. Joining us now, however, he is a Republican candidate for state auditor. Always a pleasure to bring on Derek Chin to the show. Derek, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for making time. Well, I guess first off, congratulations on the Alpha endorsement. Talk a little bit about you've really kind of, I think, established yourself here in the last few months as the front runner.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I've just really enjoyed the opportunity and the privilege to travel all across the state of Alabama, visiting with the Farmers Federations across the state. You know, the Alabama Farmers Federation has 67 county federation chapters, and it was just really a privilege to get to travel across to so many counties and meet with the farming families across Alabama. And I'm really grateful for their support, and I'm really grateful for their endorsement.
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't get it by just being there. You had to go to all of these meetings all over the state, and then I guess you got to give a speech to the farmers the other day at their gathering. But that's really what it's been like, it seems like, just kind of following you from afar on social media, just putting in the miles on the car and pounding the shoe leather.
Absolutely. You know, the Farmers Federation is really a grassroots organization. It's a wonderful grassroots organization. And you know, you really have to work the grassroots in order to get the support of Alpha. And I was proud to be able to do so, and I'm just so grateful to them and for all of their help and all the confidence they've placed in me and our campaign.
Well, and, you know, like I said, you've been at a lot of political events over the last several months, I suppose. But talk about that a little bit, Derek. You know, what are you hearing? I know it's a down-ballot race and maybe not at the front of a lot of people's minds, but you don't go to all these places and talk to all these people and not hear things. What are you hearing out there?
Yeah, so I've had the privilege to be able to go speak to different groups across the state. I've gotten the opportunity to speak to several GOP meetings. I'm actually on the road right now, headed down to Chilton County, headed down to Klan to speak to the Chilton County Republican women. And, you know, it's just really been great hearing from fellow Alabamians about the stuff that they're concerned about. You know, I think a lot of us are concerned about and frustrated with government waste, government abuse, and just seeing that the taxpayer resources may not be being spent wisely or being used properly. And it's really important that we stay on top of that and make sure that our taxpayers' resources are being spent appropriately for the benefit of the people of Alabama.
Well, now you've been, I assume, if not on your way, you will have been to all 67 counties. And talk a little bit about that. I mean, I've done a little bit of the travel around the state, kind of know the state pretty well. But when you take on one of these statewide campaigns, I mean, you get to see a lot of Alabama. And what's been your impression? What have you been shocked by?
Yeah, so I'm very close to hitting all 67 counties. I'm missing just a few, but I should be able to hit all 67 soon. My goal is by the end of the campaign to be able to hit all 67 counties twice, and I think that I'm on track to doing so. And, you know, I've just really always been a grassroots guy. I really like getting out and meeting the people and hearing about their lives and their stories, and telling them about me and asking them about them and what they're concerned about. So that's really been really enjoyable for me. It's just getting to meet so many wonderful folks across our state.
Yeah, and, you know, what do you tell them? Hey, I'm running for state auditor, and if you're not familiar with that office, you're not, you know, coached up on what it is. Like, talk a little bit about, give us your sort of pocket speech here.
Sure. Yeah. You know, oftentimes when I'm on the campaign trail and I tell folks that I'm running for state auditor, folks will ask me, we have a state auditor? I didn't know that. And I just explain to them the duties of the office, and it's a down ballot race, but it does very important work because it guards the taxpayers' resources. So the state auditor is in charge of auditing physical state property that has a market value of $500 or greater. So anything that's physical property owned by a state agency that is worth $500 or more is kept track of by the state auditor's office. So think desks, computers, the sidearms used by the state troopers. So anything that's physical state property that is owned by a state agency is kept track of by the state auditor's office. And that's really important to make sure that those taxpayers' resources are being used efficiently. The state auditor also is in charge of appointing registrars in 66 of the 67 counties in Alabama. And the one county where the auditor does not get a registrar appointment is actually my home county of Jefferson County. And that's because of a quirk in the Alabama law, which provides that Jefferson County appoints their own registrar through their own process. But in all other counties in the state of Alabama, the auditor gets a registrar appointment. And the registrars are very important officials in the state of Alabama because the registrars are the only officials in our state that have the authority to add anyone to the voter rolls or remove anybody from the voter rolls. And so it's really important that we get competent and qualified folks in those positions that understand the importance of election integrity, that understand the importance of election security, and that understand that only eligible U.S. citizens who are residents of Alabama should ever, ever, ever be allowed to vote in Alabama's elections, period.
So, there's the election integrity component, and then there's the government accountability component. We'll talk about the current state of the state auditor. I mean, you know, and there was a discussion maybe 5-6 years ago of just eliminating it, which I don't think that will fly with the Alabama voter here. I guess it would have to be constitutional, but it's one that's certainly had a target on it over the years. But I guess that talk's kind of died down some.
Yeah, sure. So there was talk about it several years ago. The state auditor is a constitutional position, so it's established by the Constitution of Alabama. So in order for the auditor's office to be abolished, it would have to go through both houses of the Alabama legislature, need a supermajority in both the Alabama House and the Alabama Senate, and in order to be put on the ballot for a vote of the people. And the talks of that have died down significantly. And I think that if it ever got to a vote of the people would not be for abolishing a government accountability office like the state auditor's office.
Well, should it go the other way? Like, there's so much other government, that kind of oversees the accountability mechanisms, and that we have these in government, but they're not necessarily constitutional offices. But it would make more sense to put those under the state auditor's office, I think, especially some of these. I mean, here we've had here in the last few days, these stories about, with some of these audits of the Department of Examiners of Public Accounts and things like that. I mean, what do you make that relationship there, having a whole department? And it seems like it should be under the state auditor's office to me.
Sure. You know, there's lots of discussion on what duties may or may not be added to the state auditor's office. I think it's important to take a look at all of that and see what would be the most efficient use to provide government accountability for the people of Alabama. And if the people of Alabama see fit to elect me as their next state auditor in 2026, I want to be in a position where whatever the legislature assigns in terms of statutory duties for the state auditor's office, that I would be able to do so with efficiency, that I will be able to do so with competence, and that I will be able to execute the duties that are assigned by the legislature in statute.
Yeah, well, I just, and there are times, Derek, and certainly Andrew Sorrell and Jim Ziegler have participated, but where they've gone to the legislature, not just for funding or their usual appropriation, but just for more authority or more duties. What do you think? What would you like to see in that office? What would you like to see the responsibilities of the office be changed, if anything?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think it's really important to kind of take a look at, you know, are there ways with how the duties of the office are currently being set up, how we can work with other state agencies. For example, the current procedure is if there's a negligent loss of state property, the state auditor will refer that matter to the local district attorney or the attorney general's office for potential criminal prosecution. And oftentimes, you know, that just turns into a stack of paper on the desk. And I want to be able to first, with the current duties that are outlined under Alabama law, to see if we can work with current other state agencies and current other agencies to be able to go after the folks that are being negligent or go after the folks that are maliciously misusing state property and holding those folks accountable first and foremost.
Yeah, because there's the accountability mechanism there. Like, once you do the audit and you say, hey, this is what we came back with and this property is missing, I mean, that's sort of where your job ends. Then
right.
Then where does it begin? Maybe you can make a referral or something to the AG's office, but
yes.
There's nothing in statute. There's nothing that says that this is necessarily actionable.
That's exactly right. There's no internal enforcement mechanism authority within the office itself.
That you just have these rules and you go about the business and then, hey, here's our audit. And, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I haven't tracked it, but I find that a lot of the audits that's been done by this office usually come back with a pretty favorably. And every now and then there will be something we'll hear about. But generally speaking, the state property shows up where it's supposed to.
Right. The vast majority of the instances, the state property shows up where it's supposed to. And oftentimes, if there is a couple missing pieces of state property, it will be found relatively quickly.
Joined by Derek Chin. He is one of the Republican candidates for the open state auditor seat, the current state auditor running for Secretary of State, Andrew Sorrell. So that opens up a vacancy. Hey, so you're making your way to Chilton County, to Clanton, for the Republican women there. But to talk a little bit about, I mean, like, here we are. We're getting into crunch time here. I know it's early October, and there's a lot of runway left. But what does the campaign look like for you from here till primary day?
Yeah, so I'm going to just keep on stay focused strong on grassroots and getting to meet as many fellow Alabamians as I possibly can. You know, I think it's really important for elected officials to get out as much as possible and ask people for their votes You know, it's really important to me not to take anybody's vote for granted, and I want to work to earn everybody's vote. And so, you know, oftentimes you hear politicians say that, but I really do mean that, and I have been working as hard as I possibly can to go out and see as many Alabamians as possible, tell them about our campaign's platform of providing government accountability, conservative fiscal policy and conservative policy, and really talking about Alabama's values and how I want to help promote that, and just really work as hard as I possibly can to get both my message out, our campaign's message out, but also to hear from this my fellow citizens in Alabama and hear about what concerns them. And so I'm really focused on doing so. I'm really enjoying doing so. And the momentum for our campaign has been outstanding. It's been amazing. And I'm just so grateful to the people of Alabama for such a warm reception everywhere I go across all of our state.
Derek, we're about out of time here, but before we let you go, folks want to get in touch with your campaign or get a website or something you can point us to.
Yeah, my campaign is Derek Chun for Alabama. You can find me on social media. You can find me on Facebook. And looking forward to connecting with folks. Campaign is Derek Chun for Alabama.
Derek, we appreciate your time. Safe travels, and we'll get you on again soon.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate you having me on. Good talking to you, sir.
Thank you. Derek Chun, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.